Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, Mark and his stepdaughter, Krista, who just did her first wreck dive in the Cayman Islands. She is in the studio with us. How you doing there, Krista? You hanging well?
Yeah, surviving with the sea monkeys.
Yes. She's becoming a like our sea monkey babysitter. You know, because I'm distracted pressing buttons and talking and stuff. I can't, you know, watch, you know, my offspring.
You can barely talk.
True. And so she's here helping out. So I don't know what was more of a...
How much do you pay a sea monkey babysitter per hour? Is it the same as a human rate?
I'm getting a car. It's been a rough experience.
A car?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know about this. Mark, you're giving her a car.
Sweet gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no? Okay. I like it. No, what I was going to say is, what is more memorable, your first wreck dive or your first appearance here in a Scuba Radio studio watching sea monkeys?
Definitely the sea monkeys.
Well, there you go. See?
Hands down.
We aim to please, you know? But, you know, I think the wreck dives
She's a good liar.
Pretty exactly.
I just want people to upload embarrassing videos like they did of Mark.
Okay. She was the one who took the video of Mark Scuba Radio Diver Dance.
Nice job.
Yeah. And remember, if you create a video like Mark did that's up on our Scuba Radio Facebook page, we may give you one of our...
New cars.
Offspring of sea monkeys. So the sea monkeys that you can now witness and watch yourself right now on Facebook Live, one of those sea monkeys could be you.
If you can see through the water.
Well, if you could. Yeah, you know, and if that's too much trouble... You know, if we can't get the sea monkey shipped through the U.S. mail, or there's some kind of legality or, you know, moral, you know, line that we're crossing, maybe we need to pull back from that and just allow them to name the sea monkey of their choice.
But if you get me my new car, I can drive the sea monkeys over to them. It's a win-win.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk to Mark about that because he's in charge of that department here at Scuba Radio. And that would be the free car division.
We're going to start a new GoFundMe account, KristaNeedsWheels.com.
Okay, I like it. That could work.
/ Sea Monkey.
Aha.
/ Resurrection.
I like the way you think there, CJ. All right, so we'll see how that unfolds, but just know that whether you want to name them or own them, they're up for grabs for your Scuba Radio Diver Dance. And Bubble Boy, are you working one? Are you thinking about this already?
Yeah, I've got some ideas.
I'm not going to limit this.
Do you do the floss dance?
The floss dance? What do you mean is the floss? Don't do that. CJ, that's not appropriate. There's women in the studio today.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's... Wow.
Viewer indiscretion is ill-advised.
Can't unsee that.
Those poor sea monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Just focus on the sea monkeys.
They were blocked by the... computer screen. They can't.
They're babies.
I think you just killed one. That little
blame it dance. On CJ.
Yes, always.
I was fully clothed.
Yeah. Okay. So says you. All right. Look, we've been trying to connect with Chris online, and I do believe we have him. And
we got better of it. And
you know, I think we got him now. Chris, come in. Talk to me, buddy. Chris, there he is. I kind of hear him. I think you're there. Where are you at today, Hello? Chris? Because you were just in Florida this week, right? Flying back, right? Chris, come in, Chris. Where'd he go? I heard him for a sec, and then he disappeared. Jerry, the diver guy, what happened? I thought you were...
He is rained out.
He's rained out? What do you mean he's rained out?
Yeah. Man, that's all we're getting up here. freaking rain.
Ah, so the weather is playing havoc in his neck of woods, and it's messing up his internet connection. Is that why we're having trouble hearing him?
Well, I hope so, because I want the mess out of my way.
Okay.
I mean, it's rained for 3 weeks.
All right. Well, I don't know, Chris, can I hear you? Say something, Chris. I see you on the screen.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to pull out the... Yeah, there he is. Now, Chris, can you hear me now? There.
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. So, okay, so you were in Florida this week, but that had nothing to do with your trip to Provo, or did it? What do you think, Chris?
No, that was another quick trip down for some meetings, though. Unfortunately, no diving. Lots of water related with all the rain in Florida last week, and the storms on the way back yesterday, but finally made it back just in time for more storms here in Virginia.
Well, there you go. And you're a diver, so, you know the your gear kind of turns into, like, life-saving equipment when it gets, you know, to the level of rain that we've experienced the last couple weeks in Florida, and I guess maybe back home where you are now, which is where, Chris? Where are you today?
Just outside of Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. All right.
Greg, so, take the auto-tune off.
Central part of the state.
No, I'm just trying to keep them, you know, sounding hip. You know, we're going for a Timberland type of vibe to reach out to the younger generation. Krista can relate. She likes this. Right, Krista?
Is it a hillbilly vibe?
Yeah, well, that's what you would sound like if we auto-tuned you. So
hip-hop Billy.
Yeah.
Those Northern Virginia people, they sound a lot better than us Southern people.
Well, if you say so. Hey, by the way, Dr. Good Doug Ebersol is going to join us here in just a bit, so stay tuned for that. But, Chris, I got to ask, you just got back from a land-based dive operation in Providenciales. Now, I go out there all the time, and I dive the Turks and Caicos Explorer to liveaboard. So I'm guessing, did you see that boat off the coast at some point during your diving for the week, or what?
Yeah, actually, we saw them 2 days in the water around.
Yeah, because they dive a lot of the sites nearby. But what was the, was there a standout reef area that you dove the week that you really enjoyed, or what was it like? What do you think?
So we did 16 dives when we were there.
Nice.
We spent about half that time out on Northwest Point, did a day at Pine Key, and the rest in Grace Bay.
Okay.
So really liked the Northwest Point area, you know, sharks and turtles on every dive that we went down. The Thunderdome area was an awesome sight.
Yeah, the Thunderdome. That was like an old underwater game show. Like before Survivor hit and all this stuff, they had this show. I think it was over in the UK or someplace. But they built this underwater cage kind of thing, and as part of the game show, the people, the contestants, had to dive down on a breath of air and swim into this thing and go grab things and come out of it and do all this crazy free diving type of stuff. And it wasn't really well thought out because they ended up having some injuries and the game show went kapooey, you know.
Kapooey?
I think it's the technical term.
Kaput?
No, kapooey.
How did Tina Turner keep her wig on underwater?
Well, because, you know, it was the magic. I think they covered it in post.
Lots of white rain.
CGI.
Yeah, CGI. Even back then, they had some of that stuff. But the show didn't make it, but the underwater sound stage or the underwater contraption, this cage kind of contraption that they made for the free divers to do this game show, stayed. And it's turned into a world-class dive site.
Sounds
there.
Like a giant lobster trap. For humans.
It's too big. Yeah, it's pretty broken up now. It used to be kind of like a dome kind of thing, but now it's like parts of it are broken off and stuff. But the turtles love it. It's a cool sight. Yeah, so you dug that particular place, I guess. Is that right, Chris?
And probably the most standout dive of all was the night dive that we did.
Yeah?
So we were there just after the full moon, and 3 to 5 days after the full moon, they have glowworms for the night dives.
Glowworms, yeah.
Yep.
So it's
also a Bermuda fireworm, but they call them glowworms on Provo.
Yeah.
And so about an hour after sunset, the female worms release eggs into the water that are glowing blue-green.
Nice.
And the males also bioluminesce and come through swimming through it, glowing, and, you know, it's 15, 20 minutes of dive, and it's I've seen the bioluminescent plankton before that's like sparks in your fingers. But this was just absolutely like swimming through the Milky Way.
It was absolutely
amazing for a night dive.
So you were swimming, you know, through all the love juices of these worms and stuff.
We stayed below them, and we were seeing that all just sort of above us.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Teach his own.
Don't get too technical, Greg.
Yeah, well,
layman's terms.
Okay, I'll try to bring it down a notch. Everyone else. That sounds like cool stuff. Matter of fact, I know it is. Great sight, great diving right there off of Providenciales. More with Dr. Doug next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wales? Okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by.
Yes, this is the place to get down. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ Bubble Boy in the studio. Mark, Krista as well, our special guest today. And we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey from the Tobacco Hut, our buddy Chris as well, just telling us about his diving in Provo. And I don't know, who else? We got everyone.
But Mike?
We don't have Mike here. But the audiobook of Turks and Chaos is available now. Booksbyeric.com. Check it out. Features a lot of the Scuba Radio crew.
Audible.com.
Yep.
iTunes.
Playing
Amazon.
Themselves on a liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos. Kind of like the diving sites that Chris was just talking about. So check it out and get it today. I think you'll like it. All right. So Dr. Doug is connected with us via FaceTime audio today. Dr. Doug, how are you? Welcome.
Doing great. How about yourself, Greg? Doing okay?
I'm good. I'm good. Our sea monkeys are alive. And, you know, the only way we could have a better day is if we were diving. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but we get to talk about it. So that, you know, that's the next best thing. And I've been wanting to get you on the last couple of weeks and do a little update because you just got back from diving in the Cayman Islands as well, correct?
Yeah, I was just down at Grand Cayman doing Interspace the May 19th through 26th, so just a week or so ago.
Yeah, now Krista and Mark, who are in the studio today, just told us about their diving on the Kittiwake. And Interspace is a rebreather event. First off, was that one of the sites that you guys visited on one of your dives or no?
Yes, we went there early part of the week. We actually, with the rebreather event, what we normally will do is right off from the Kittiwake is a dive site called Sand Chute. It looks like a ski slope. It's a big wide area of sand that kind of slopes down. So what we'll normally do is they'll drop us east of there. I guess it's kind of east, yeah. And then north, whatever, to the right of there if you're facing the ship. Anyway, drop and we'll go down to a deep dive, maybe to 250, 300 feet, kind of work our way towards the Sand Chute, towards the Kittiwake. And after about an hour, you'll be up around the 60-foot mark, 70-foot mark where the Kittiwake is, and we'll probably have about another hour or so of decompression left. And then spend the last hour of decompression just kind of working our way up the Kittiwake.
Wow.
It actually makes for a really nice dive. It's like a one-hour wall dive followed by a one-hour wreck dive. So it's actually it's a wonderful, kind of wonderful combination dive to do.
No doubt. You know, and I was reading some of the Facebook posts from Dr. Doug. And, you know, I haven't been doing this rebreather diving for the last few years, but it makes me want to get back in the water and do this stuff. Because when you talk about having a 2-hour, let alone 3-hour bottom time, I mean, it really gives you a different perspective. I mean, it's one thing to go dive the Kittiwake on open circuit scuba, but when you have that much time to really go down and explore a dive site on a rebreather for an hour, that's just amazing stuff. I mean, it never gets old, I'm guessing. Am I right?
No. Well, we would normally do the way this event works. This is the 14th year. They originally used to have it at Cobalt Coast, kind of on the northwest corner. They've now, the last couple of years, have had it at the Holiday Inn Resort, which is kind of in the North Bay area. So it's straight out to the north wall. And the event has, they have two boats. The morning boats, they have what they call a normoxic boat, which is people who are certified to dive to 200 feet. And then there's a full Trimix boat for people to drive. They're able to dive to 330 feet.
Wow.
Both of those boats go out and do 2.5 to 3 hour profiles in the morning. Then you come back and have lunch, and you can either take the afternoon off, or there's a recreational boat, which is limited to 140 feet that goes out in the afternoon. So what I was doing every day was diving 2.5 to 3 hours in the morning, and the deep boat, the 330-foot boat, and then after lunch, going back out for another 3-hour, 2.5, 3-hour dive on the recreational boat and just staying at 70 feet. And if I stay at 70 feet, I basically never even go into deco on that 2 or 3-hour dive at the end of the day. So, you know, spending about 5 hours a day underwater for 6 days worked out great.
That's some serious bottom time.
Right? Yeah,
it's
absolutely
not about the number of dives because you could do you can do 3 dives and have more bottom time than anybody that's been there for a couple of weeks on open circuit scuba. It's insane.
Yeah, the one time when I was checked, we had done 10 dives, and I was somewhere around almost 24 hours underwater on 10 dives.
Wow, that is so cool. And that's really what it's
about. Do you get all wrinkly?
No.
Not too bad.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. When I did my first 3-hour dive on a rebreather, I was blown away how quickly it went by. And you know, you think you're going to get dry mouth or you're going to get thirsty or there's going to be some other issue like that. But no, man, it just zipped right by. And I felt great. You know, you're breathing your own recycled air. It's moist. It's warm. It's very easy to kind of get comfortable underwater in a situation. You kind of go into a different type of zone when you're diving.
It's kind of a zen-like thing. We're diving, you know, obviously with the deep stuff, you're carrying a lot of bailout in case somebody has a problem. We're diving kind of in a group. So we had about, you know, 10 or 12 people in our deep boat. Everybody had the rebreather, and everybody was carrying 280s of gas, 180 cubic foot cylinder of a deep mix, and then a 80-foot cylinder of more shallow mix, 50%. Yeah. So that sounds bad, but it actually, once you're in the water, if you have them side-mounted, you really don't even feel they're there. So it could be just a nice little, nice couple hour swim.
Yeah.
All up down the wall and seeing all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. No, I was watching Richie Kohler's new show that just aired on Animal Planet this past week, Monsters of the Abyss. And they're doing a ton of rebreather diving, going to find like Loch Ness and some other monsters. A pretty cool show. I'm sure it's up on repeats there at on Animal Planet, Monsters of the Abyss. But he was talking about the rebreather diving they were doing is really has nothing to do with scuba. It's more like being an astronaut. They're doing like 350-foot dives as well. And, you know, it's not as forgiving. You got to be committed to this activity to do it safely. But that's what you guys are all about. And that they brought a bunch of rebreather divers together at Interspace and Cayman to do just that, right?
Right. It's a core group of people. A lot of us, I've been there maybe 9 or 10 of the 14 years. There's new people every year. There's kind of people that kind of come almost every year. Most of us will bring some students and do, you know, I was teaching one deep trimix class while I was there. They have presentations every evening. They've got representatives from the industry, the various rebreather manufacturers and so forth have representatives there. Occasionally they'll do demos while we're there. We didn't do that at this particular event. But yeah, you're exactly right. It's a bunch of very committed people who really, really enjoy diving, are very dedicated to it, and are dedicated to doing it safely.
Yeah.
So everything is very well planned out. The Pinky Joe, who's the owner now, bought Dive Tech from Jay and Nancy Easterbrook a few years ago. She's continued with the tradition of it's done, I mean, very, very first class. The lodging is first class. Food is excellent. There's presentations every night. The diving is great. They've got all the mixes and the gases all set up for you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I bet. And you know, the divers are always underwater, so they don't even have to do anything for them because they've got so much bottom time. Great stuff, Dr. Doug, as always. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so that is cool stuff. You know, Interspace, one of these days, I'm going to go to another event like that. You know, my friends in Grenada taught me how to, do the rebreather thing. And I got to say, you know, for a seasoned diver, it literally is like starting over because it's a totally different experience than open circuit scuba. And, I've said this many times before, but it really does feel like your first time diving. Have you ever done that, Mark?
I have not. Sounds really cool. I saw you do it, though. You got certified in that years ago, right?
Yeah, I did. I got certified on the silent diving, yellow box rebreather systems, the Inspiration and the Evolution, and they're still out there doing their thing. But Aquanauts Grenada, they have a rebreather program. And they were nice enough to teach me, but I haven't been back. I mean, once again, you got to be committed to that particular type of diving. This is not recreational diving, as Richie Kohler said on Monsters of the Abyss this week. He said it's closer to being an astronaut. You have to be very dedicated to the process of doing this. You can do it safely, I mean, but it's not without risks, especially if you don't commit to it. If you commit to it and get the proper training, you can do it fine. You can do those 200-300-foot dives. I mean, it's very realistic to do it, and it's not as crazy as it sounds. But like anything in life, you have to be able to take the time to learn the activity and take responsibility for yourself, because you are going to be the one to blame if you screw up. And that can vary. It's not very forgiving. The whole rebreather system is just not forgiving. And not something you can go into lightly. You have to commit to it, like flying an airplane or becoming an astronaut, which kind of sounds cooler. You know, when Richie said that on that TV show on Animal Planet this week, I just thought that was a very good description. And, who doesn't want to be an astronaut? You know, especially, you know, that's like a step above fireman when you're a kid, isn't it? That's pretty cool stuff. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This thing I love, can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
'Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool, relax for a dip.
Shut up!
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. 'Cause we're like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic, we're so ready.
Greggy.
'Cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing,
I love,
it ties.
Protect, baby.
If you're doing it right, whale sings, shark dives. You might see cool looking jellyfish, I kinda like it. 'Cause diving is a thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is a thing I love.
Yeah, you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Workout.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
Woo! This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and diving is the thing I love. And hopefully you are, too, if you're hanging with us this afternoon. And I got to give a little shout-out to the folks there on Facebook Live. Let's see. Oh, Mermet Stream. What is that? Mermet Springs outside of Chicago in Illinois. Mermet Springs.
Ethel Merman.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah. That's a cool. Thanks for checking in. Dave, I see you. And, you know, Chris, everybody, it's always nice to see our friends on Facebook watching us and the Sea Monkeys. Sometimes I kind of wonder if people are watching us on Facebook just because they want to make sure I'm not abusing the Sea Monkeys. You know, I could be arrested for not indecent exposure, but improper parenting.
Child neglect.
Yeah, sea monkey neglect or something. But as you can plainly see, despite the cloudy water, that the sea monkeys are swimming along in there, and they are alive. And I have, they are my offspring. I have created life, and I continue to do so. And, that's just what I've, that's what I'm doing. And so fear not. But we do appreciate you joining us on Facebook Live. Now, I want to check in with Casey at the Tobacco Hut and just make sure.
Yes.
Casey, what are you doing today? Are you at the new location of your establishment?
No, technically today I'm at the house. I hired a guy to give me Saturdays off so I could do more diving, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good. We're going to make that happen. Yeah, what's on the agenda? You have anything planned? Or are you waiting on me kind of thing?
I'm waiting on you. Usually you've got something cool coming up, and I was going to tag along.
Yeah, we are
After
looking...
After all, I am a long-time listener.
You're a long-time listener, first-time caller? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I mean, we are looking to set up a trip to the Turks and Caicos possibly August, September time frame. We're trying to work it out because they have some logistics they're working out with the boat because there's some maintenance, things they got to schedule for the vessel.
Where else are you going, Greg? What are you doing? We jumping over to the Bahamas this year? Anything?
Of course. That's on the agenda. You know, right before I went down to Saba St. Kitts, yeah, we did that show down in the Keys, and I kind of planted the seed to go down there and hang with some mermaids and that kind of stuff. We had a chat with a new mermaid down there. I don't know if you heard that show, but this was like a professional, and she came and joined us in Jules Undersea Lodge, and she had her own mermaid tail and whole thing, and she was really kind of ethereal. I mean, she's like
Well, we have been needing to upgrade the mermaids a little bit.
We need a mermaid upgrade?
Why? Rotate the inventory, as it were.
Oh, keep them fresh. That's what you mean. Okay, rotate them in and out. Well, that may be the case, but whatever. You know, it's all fine.
We need to go over and see some hammerheads.
Well, the hammerheads are not in season right now. They're not over in the Bahamas right now. That's kind of past, even though they still see them every now and then. You know, the hammerheads have moved on to other, you know, different waters, I guess.
Well, maybe if we took some mermaids and we went over to Bimini and we did the road to Atlantis, maybe King Neptune would come greet us.
Okay. Are you talking about as an attractant, like bait?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to get the right mermaid for that. I don't know. Krista, have you ever wanted to be a mermaid?
Can't say after college, no.
No? Okay. Does this story or this...
Does that mean she wanted to be one before college?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Ah.
But well. College soured you on the mermaid experience, or what do you think?
It's not hip and cool.
Taxes are tough.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know taxes were tough on mermaids. But they can't. Mark, do you care to comment, or you want to avoid
taxes
this topic?
Taxes aren't too tough in Florida. Got to admit.
That's pretty true. We don't have state tax.
Yeah. Sure, not California.
Yeah. And the Bahamas, I mean, they don't even have any taxes, do they? I don't know what they do. They got a VAT thing.
I heard they couldn't tax tail in Florida.
Ah, there we go. There we go. That's why we have them on the show, for nonsense like that. But, maybe. I don't know. But it's not really something on your list. Krista, you'd rather just go down and dive. You don't care if you're a mermaid or not.
Nah. Mermaids don't have sea banks, right?
Have sea banks? Well, I don't know. They have, they're paid in pearls or something, I guess. I don't know what they
do. Just make her an offer, Greg. She'll come down. She'll do some diving.
Yeah, she'll work for fish.
She'll put that tail on.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
We can always offer mermaid rum.
That's
okay,
true.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. There you go.
Should have let off with that.
You just have to find the magic elixir to entice them accordingly. So that is one option. Actually, there is a big mermaid, rum festival going on. I believe it's next weekend. Matter of fact, I think it is next weekend, as well as the one of the first lionfish derbies that Reef is putting on in South Florida. It happens to coincide the same weekend as the rum festival and the lionfish derby. Hopefully they won't mesh the two together. It could be a dangerous combo, but it is the same weekend, and we're going to have some people down there on site report back for us and tell us how things are going. Some
tasters. Hey, Greg, how come we don't have Scuba Radio rum?
Well,
let's do a microbrewery.
You know, I get caught up in the tasting side of things.
You have spring water.
We have a sommelier of moonshine. What is that? Is that the proper term?
Sommelier.
A sommelier. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Well, I figured you had your captain's license. You got your dive instructor's license. You should have a distiller's license.
Do you need a license? I don't think Jerry does. I've watched.
We don't have any woods and hollers to hide
it in. I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. There's a show, Moonshiners. I just see that. I don't see them having any license.
That sea monkey water is starting to look like rum, Greg. Maybe give it a couple months. And,
you know what?
Who knows?
Sea monkey rum.
Hey.
We found the name.
Yeah. We could do it. We could take that same gooey mess that they're swimming around in and use that as a base for an alcoholic elixir.
Hey, we could use the jar and make a bottle top for it.
The jar of what?
The jar of sea monkey goo there on your desk.
Okay, well, it's more of a container, a plastic container. We have to come up with something a little bit more exotic than that. Actually, well, we ought to do it. I've thought about taking the mermaid rum bottle, which we have over there. You see that, Mark, right over there by you and
right
Krista.
There.
It's finished. It's empty, by the way.
It's empty because I was flirting with the idea of putting our sea monkeys in the mermaid rum bottle. Because it's no longer, all the rum is evaporated magically.
Don't tell CJ that, though.
Well, yeah. If I don't tell CJ or the drunken sailor, the only reason I haven't is because I'm afraid I'm going to come in and I'm like, man, that was the most terrible rum I've ever tasted, Greg. What did you do? The stuff went bad.
Sea monkeys will be gone.
Actually, you know, I've wondered, this is an experiment. that is something as twisted that we probably would consider doing is like if you accidentally drank our sea monkeys, would they continue to live on in your innards?
Only in my heart.
In your heart, okay. They probably make their way there eventually at some point.
Heart, lungs.
That could be catastrophic.
It could be for the host. Or, you know, next thing you know, a couple days later, it could be popping out of your chest like an alien movie or something. Bubble Boy.
What did she die from, Doc? Heart monkeys.
I don't know. Bubble Boy, what do you think scientifically?
Oh, no, I can hear the heart monkeys now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, magically, they sound similar to Jerry the Diver Guy when he's speaking through a snorkel. What are the odds? I don't know. Bubble Boy, what do you think? Would that work?
I don't know. It sounds like they're trapped inside of a descending colon.
Well, they could be. They could create problems, you know, because they're going to have to come out eventually, either through the chest or through the other end. Here. All right, more coming up. Stay
or close. The snorkel. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We're twisted up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Stress, you gotta take it all in stride. Just dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I've been following the progress of a good friend of ours, Megan Heaney Greer. She has this new web series called A Rising Tide. You can check it out, arisingtide.ta or TV, like TV. because it's like, you know, a TV show, but it's online, but it's pretty
cool.
This
thing on?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They got their own music and whole thing.
We're here in Landlocked, Colorado.
Teaching kids to scuba dive and the
importance of marine science and ocean conservation.
Through a scholarship of a lifetime.
It is great stuff. They are. They're following the progress of these four kids, I believe. Right, Megan? You got four of them? Is that right?
Well, we have three full scholarship kids and eight kids total.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I was off. I haven't watched every episode, but I've tried to keep up. You're up to about, what, 10 episodes now?
Yeah, so, oh my gosh. See, it's hard for me to keep up because we're already editing a couple of the next ones. But I think we just launched 11 on Thursday.
Nice.
Episode 11.
Just saw, I think it's episode 7 or 8, where you guys took the kids over to the Denver Aquarium to dive with sharks.
Yes. That's my favorite one. That's one of my favorite ones so far. I really love 110 as well. They're all, or I'm number 10. Sorry, we have like 100 in front of it. No, but they're all so fun. And but the shark aquarium,
great stuff.
The shark tank was one of my favorites. Just the energy was so great. They were so excited. You know?
Yes. Well, they had that universal experience that you see from anyone who's ever been on a shark dive before they jump in the water. They're a little nervous. They're like, oh, what did I get myself into? And then as soon as they do it, then they're going, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever. So, yeah, love it.
It blew their minds.
Yes.
It just blew their minds. Yeah. It was really exciting. And it was so exciting to see them go through that experience for the first time, you know?
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah, Megan's involved in so many great things, and this is just her latest project. Thanks. But once again, it's risingtide.tv. You can check it out online. And this is a web-only, like, mini TV show. The clips are only about 10 minutes long or so, so you can watch it anytime at your convenience. But the goal is to just educate the kids and kind of showcase diving and becoming underwater ambassadors. Is that in a nutshell, you think, Megan, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good synopsis. It's basically, you know, so these youths from Colorado, three of them, like I said, are on full scholarship and the other five are on partial scholarship. And they all applied to this program to go through, get their open water scuba certification, a full set of dive gear, introduction to marine science. And then we're going to the Florida Keys coming up to finish out their certification in just a couple of short weeks coming up.
Nice. Okay.
And yeah, so I'm really excited to embark on that adventure in the open water with them as well. But yeah, basically, you know, what's really cool is, of course, it's for these students and what they're going through and their experience. But the best part of it is that they're getting to share that with people around the world, with other kids and students and, you know, educators and things like that through the web series. So they're sharing their experience of what it's like to dive. And we live in landlocked Colorado, and what's that like, you know, to be learning about marine science here? And why is that important? Well, because we're all connected, and things we do here, even in the middle of the country, have a huge impact on the environment and climate and ocean. And anyway, yeah, it's I love that part of it in particular. Is like, it's so exciting working with the kids. And like I said, getting to be part of this experience with them. But then also just like, you know, really trying to help tell their story the best we can through the web series. And we've gotten great feedback, great reviews from kids and, like I said, educators and just people from all over, just really giving us some great feedback on the show and sharing in the experience with the kids. So.
Well, it's good stuff, Megan, and I have been keeping it up with it as much as I can. And you guys are heading down to wrap things up down in the Keys for some diving. Does that happen the same time as the scuba show, or are you going to be out in Long Beach here around the 23rd of June?
Well, so, of course, the Keys are my home. Yeah. That's, you know, where I originally hail from. So, or not originally, but I feel like originally since I was a youngster.
Sure.
And anyway, so we're going to be down there for like 5 days diving, and then I'm going to stay for a little longer to see family and friends and stuff because I'm going all that way. I don't want to miss miss out on that. So I'm sure. actually going to miss the scuba show. I've never been to the scuba show.
What?
I want to go.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I've never been.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going all the way from Colorado down to the Keys, and you're just a hop, skip, and a jump from heading out to Long Beach from Colorado. That's an easy flight, for
sure. Yeah, that's super close, but I get back like the day the show starts. So anyway, I'm going to try and make it next year, though, because it sounds like a lot of fun, and everybody's been talking about it. So I gotta go check out what the buzz is.
Well, exactly. I mean, it is a really good show, and it's fun to hang out there and hang out with the divers that are on the left coast. We'll be there. We'll represent for you. But
cool.
Yeah, you take those kids down to the Keys, and we'll coordinate eventually. Maybe we'll get those kids into the studio some point.
Oh, man, that would be great. Yeah. Right.
I actually need some sea monkey babysitters. Maybe they'd be up
there. You go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They'd be ideal.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
all
very
right.
responsible, well, good Megan, students.
Megan would know. Megan Heaney Greer, by the way, a risingtide.tv. Good stuff, Megan. Take care, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
There you go. All right. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Downwards Twitter.
So true. Safe diving, everyone.
No hot down here under the sea. Each little snug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here, no how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.